6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Do be advised, if you're coming south on Davis Highway, don't come south on Davis Highway. There was a bicycle accident earlier that was very serious, transported to the hospital. And it is clogging up everything all the way back to past Johnson at this point, right? That where we're at. I know we're just keeping people informed that, yes. You know, you told them 6 minutes ago, but let's make sure everybody knows. So find another route if you can because that is still closed down that area. All right, joining us now, we have Bruce Woody. He's the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. They handle your sewer. They handle your trash, your recycling. They provide you your water. They do all kinds of important things. Bruce, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Bruce?
Oh. Yes, I'm here.
Is he?
He's on.
He's I'm there. Here.
Bruce,
he's talking
hello.
To you. He's saying hello.
I can't hear anything.
Here.
Oh, you know what? I bet I know what this is. We have this really terrible. Okay, so I don't hear him yet. Bruce, are you there, sir?
I'm still. Yeah,
there
I'm
we
still
go.
Here.
We have this incredibly poorly chosen device that controls what I get to hear in my headphones. And it was set wrong when I came in, and apparently I set it wrong myself, so I apologize. I'm glad that we have you. Welcome back, sir. I apologize for the technical errors. They're my fault. You guys had a meeting yesterday, and what'd you do?
We had a couple, a lot of routine business, but one or two that I'd like to talk about. Recently approved the replacement of one of our lift stations over in the Bayou Grande West subdivisions. The reason I want to talk about this one is rather than being a relatively routine replace it at its current location sort of a thing, we worked with the homeowner association in that area because the old station was in the streets. It was a difficult area to access, very low and close to the water, concern for both us as well as the residents. And I really appreciate the way that subdivision worked with us over a period of time to identify a location, a parcel that was for sale, and relocation plan for that station. So now the instead of being out in the street, in the floodplain, in the road, with the poor design, well, we have now identified a location that everybody in the neighborhood is pleased with. We're going to move it over to an adjacent lot and rebuild the station at a higher elevation so it's out of the floodplain, out of the road where we can access it, and meets all of ECA's current design standards.
You know, I don't mean to tell you your business because you're very good at your business, Bruce, but I do think that your branding is bad. I think instead of calling them lift stations, they should be called poop pumps.
That's true. Okay.
Andrew.
Make more lively discussions with the kids in the car as you drive by, I suppose.
Well, I mean, maybe poop pushers. I mean, I saw it just... You know, I'm a big fan of transparency and labeling, and I think that a lot of, you know, well, it's a lift station, you know, it's like solid waste. These terms that, anyway, but no, that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for those folks. So I'm giving you a little bit of a hard time, but I don't know. It just suddenly struck me.
That's why we're a public entity, not a private for-profit entity.
There you go.
We don't have a big marketing department.
That's there you go. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, if we ever do privatize ECUA, now we know what to call them in the future. You know, hey, we're the poop pump people. You also did some good, and that's important work over on Scenic. You guys have also been working. This has been a big problem. We've had some sewage spills over there. It's been an ongoing issue. How close are we to getting done?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have some old infrastructure that was built in the late 1960s, early 1970, made out of cast iron rather than ductile iron, and it's reached the end of its useful life. So we've had some locations where that pipe has split. We've had some spills. So we have made a $7.8 million investment, and over the last year and a half, in a matter of six phases of work, we've replaced almost 5 miles of 16-inch diameter force main in that corridor. We're currently working on the last phase of that section on Scenic Avenue between Olive, approximately, and Madison Drive. The last little section we have left is about 1,600-foot length in the middle using a directional bore technology. That work is actually being near to completion today. They're pulling the new pipe into place. So within a week to week and a half, we should have those connections made. I look forward to having that project done.
Oh, great. I'm sure for the folks who live in that area and for anybody who cares about water quality because of the outfall there. I mean, that's great news. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He's the executive director for the ECUA. John Pickens, who still can't believe I asked him that question a moment ago, had traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Davis Highway southbound, headed toward I-10 westbound, trying to get on that, well, we had an earlier accident, and traffic is now backed up way past Johnson Avenue. So you definitely want to find an alternate route through that. Take 9 Mile, or you can just get on at Scenic and make your way over that way.
All right.
Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Bruce Woody, Executive Director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. You know, since we're kind of in this vicinity, I don't know if you saw, Bruce, but since I'm from the area, I was amazed to see that the Chicago River now has people swimming in it after 100 years of that not happening, because that was a filthy, disgusting, horrific, like, I would, you know, everybody who lives anywhere near Chicago knows, no. You do not, you know, you can go to Lake Michigan, you do not go in the Chicago River. But it's, to me, it's a reminder of the impact that infrastructure, old infrastructure, and that efforts to really clean up waterways can be done if you allow the time and the resources and the money to take care of it. It's stuff we've seen in some of our local waterways as well. I hear stories about Bayou Tahar and, you know, Perdido Bay. I mean, all kinds, and of course we're working on Bayou Chico. It's a reminder of the importance of sewer and water and efforts to clean these things up, right?
Yes, Chicago River was pretty bad. That's probably why they didn't mind standing at Green during
St. Patrick's Day,
because it really didn't change much color. Chicago River helped.
Did you just throw green shade on the Chicago River? I love it. All right, go ahead.
The Chicago system is a combined sewer system in that area, meaning that their storm sewer and sanitary sewer runs in the same pipe. So if there is very much of a rain, it's easy to overflow that sewage into the river. That's part of their ongoing problems and older.
Okay.
Towns. They help solve some of that by building a huge detention area in some old quarries south of town for overflow. So it would overflow into those areas before it overflowed into the river. That's a big effort. But yeah, it's all about keeping the nitrogen content, nitrogen, ammonia, phosphorus, those types of chemicals out of the public waterways. That's what really causes the pollution more than anything else. Obviously, people think about pathogens and other concerns as well.
Right.
That's equally of a concern. But that cleanup is important. You may remember in 2024 Paris Olympics, they were trying to do the same thing with the River Seine, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Seine.
For the Seine.
Yep.
If they were trying to do the Olympic trials and races actually in the river. It was semi-successful. They had a few days, but they also had a few swimmers that got sick.
Yep.
So it had mixed results. But all those efforts by all communities for water treatment is important. Here locally, we treat to advanced wastewater standards. That's above and beyond what's his standard requirement, that voluntarily. We also have several different projects that we've been doing in the brownfield area right now, trying to remove septic tanks and convert those over to gravity collection systems. Certainly, it's important that everybody who has a septic tank to be sure that they're properly maintaining their system, because
right.
Those are bad contributors to water quality. And I appreciate the work that the Perdido Bay group, as well as City of Pensacola, is working on along Carpenter Creek. We're making some improvements in that area as well.
And this is even relevant to septic to sewer is fantastic, of course, but also, you know, people who put a lot of fertilizer on their lawn, well, fertilizer makes things grow. That runs off into the storm drain runs off into the water system, and that winds up creating things growing in the water that you don't want, that create the problems we don't want. I mean, like, it's all connected, and this is stuff that, you know, some people know very well, have known for a long time. Other people are just hearing it for the first time and thinking, wait a minute, are you saying that my fertilizer on my lawn affects the water quality in Perdido Bay? Yes! I mean, yes!
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Last
thing, you've got a Citizens Advisory Committee coming up on, October 21st, and you're going to talk about some new technology?
Yes, our IT director is going to give a presentation on some technology things that we're working on in order to help improve the customer experience. So these are works in progress that will be released over the coming year. We're looking forward to adding a kiosk in our Ellison facilities to make things easier. We're getting ready to add a chat bot on our website to help folks navigate our website and quickly find information that they're looking for. And then lastly, the thing we're most excited about later on this year is a custom ECUA mobile application that'll give you the same access that you have now to the website and all its facilities, but it'll make it much easier to pay bills, issue we use it to issue notifications, maintenance information. If you have a leak you find and want to report it to us, you can do it through the app, make schedules for bulk waste pickup, things like that that normally might take a phone call can be more readily done through a app on your phone.
Pardon me for being dumb. Don't we have an ECUA app already?
What you're probably thinking of is Recycle Coach.
Okay.
And it is a device that gives you good information about our solid waste schedules. City of Pensacola has it as well. And you can put in your address and it'll provide you some information. This that we're talking about is going to be branded with ECUA's name on it and will allow you access to other features that Recycle Coach doesn't.
Okay. I just looked on the store and there's an ECUA WasteWise there. That's not the new one, is it? Or is that the new one?
We do have a trial one that's out
okay.
there.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing right there.
Well, it's got 100 downloads, so I know it's not widely implemented yet. Well, very interesting.
And
most of those are ECUA employees or Citizens Advisory members. Okay, all right.
Right.
All right. Well, Bruce Woody, he is the executive director of ECUA. He makes your water clean. He takes care of the bad water. He takes care of your trash and your recycling, unless you live in the city, in which case there's kind of a mixed services there. But, Bruce, I appreciate what you do. I know it's very important work, and mostly people only notice it when it doesn't work. So, I'll give you the credit for when it does work. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.